This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time, and I bet you are that one exceptional American. So welcome to the show. A lot to cogitate on today. The first of the week, of course, after a spectacular weekend for New California. We're going to be talking about the spectacular weekend since five new counties came on board and were officially granted a charter in New California. That makes it 34. And we picked up Ventura County to be approved at the next board meeting. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? I do. No, I don't. Especially New California. Yeah, grievance number 6 rolls out tomorrow. And there's so much positive response from grievance number 5 and 4 and 3 and 2 and uno. Numero uno. ¿Qué pasó? Numero uno. Anyway, so this is what we're really doing here on Agenda 21 Radio, is we're pontificating and being braggadocious about the prospects for New California, which is going to happen, by the way. Okay, so anyway, other things happening in New California. It's what's happening in California in general with, a governor who's absolutely on a rampage. We haven't heard from the governor. We haven't heard a thing from the governor. In the last week, Donald Trump takes him out and spanks him. He gives Jerry a little spanking. A well-deserved spanking behind the woodshed. Threatening to pull ICE. And Jerry Brown, where's Javier Becerra? Did he get a spanking too? Just get those leathers on and strap it on and just get spanked, right? Right, Javi? Right. Just San Francisco style, Javi. And Jerry, Oakland style. You got the O style going on. Okay, listen, I'm being told, calm down. Calm down, Paul. No, we're not calming down. Because good things are going to happen to California. And New California is the answer. And, of course, good things are going to happen to this country, as are happening. We're getting all kinds of discussion. The onion is literally unraveling right now with the sheriff in Broward County, Florida, as we have called for. That is just not going away. I'm sorry, Sheriff Israel. Scott, talk about the woodshed, baby. The woodshed is coming for you. The lumber is out. They're going to pound you down into the ground where you belong. And that's what's happening because they figured out that, and they're going to, again, I was talking about this. I did a whole 1 hour on this Scott Israel guy. I wasted a lot of time, I know. But we have to get the truth out about what's really, truly going on about the deep state. He's part of the problem, deep state. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Where is Debbie Wasserman? Wasserman Schultz when you need her. Schultz. Where is she? She's hiding. She and the Oakland mayor look like two peas in a pod to me. Schultz, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so you've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You've got Hillary Rodham Clinton. And what do they have in common? Their support, unbridled support of Scott Israel, the sheriff in Broward County. And, of course, he's done such a fantastic job, so much so that they're now the governor is calling for an investigation of him. As rightfully so, because he's got blood on his hands, the blood of 17 people at Parkland, at Douglas High School. That's what he's got in his hands, all over the place, just dripping with 14, the blood of 14 children, kids. Blood is okay though, right? Blood is okay with him. On his hands. And the officers who didn't respond, who stood down. I know this sounds really mean, and I'm sounding mean, but I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth. Is this what we've come to with these degenerates on the left? And I'm sorry to report that that's what we've come to. And where this onion is going to unravel is all over the Obama administration, all over those that wanted to kill Americans, who have killed children. Over the last 8 years, especially under the Obama administration, 114 mass murders with Obama, 7 under Ronald Reagan. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, if you know what I mean. That's a reality. That's just the way it is. Obama was a stone-cold killer, a murderous thug. And look what we have today. Well, now, see, Donald Trump looks at it a little bit differently. He calls everybody in, says, how do we solve this problem? And he listens. Great leaders do great things, and he just sat and listened to everybody. He brought in everybody, even people from Sandy Hook. Wait till that onion starts to unravel. But the onion needs to unravel because we got to stop this, and we will. We're going to arm teachers again. Say hallelujah, brother. But in California, of course, no, we've abdicated all of authority by Jerry Brown. He's into the abdication business. He doesn't want to be part of California. And he is the ruler of California. Come on, he doesn't want to be part of the United States. No. He is the ruler of California. He is the dictator. Is he a dick? I didn't know his name was Ricardo. Ricardo Brown. Braun. Brown. Braun. Oh, you know, Braun. The Braun family. Brown family, I'm sorry. So what is going on in California? Well, they're rolling over. Everybody's abdicating their authority. That's a wonderful thing. Think about it. Listen, I love the fact that you have this mayor of Oakland. By the way, come on. Jerry, who else was the mayor of Oakland? Ricardo Brown. Oh, I'm sorry. Gerald Brown. Not Ricardo. No. His name's not Ricardo. You might call him Ricardo as a nickname. Call him Ricky. But if you want, or Tricky, or you can call him Dick Tater. That's Jerry Brown. But anyway, what we've got going on, what you have got going on is you've got a failure to communicate. Right. Jerry Brown, what Jerry Brown does is he says, hey, don't follow California's or the United States Constitution. Don't do it. Well, why should we? We are our own country with our own laws. And in fact, the governor has influenced so much his follower. And that's the mayor of Oakland. Oh, by the way, and I forgot to mention, I want to mention again, very, very clear. When Jerry was between jobs, you know, governor's first two terms, you know, in 76 to 84, and then, oh, by the way, miraculously, going against everything in the Constitution, right? No, wrong. You passed a resolution, you passed a proposition in 1990 that allowed Jerry Brown, only Jerry Brown, to be qualified to run for a third and fourth term. I bet you didn't know that, California. You got fooled. And the evidence is clear of much planning to put Jerry Brown in for a third and fourth term. And here he is, the monster that he is. And what is he trying to do? Destroy the relationship between California and the United States of America. Break the bond that bounds us as a union. That's what he's trying to do. So we've come along in New California and said, we think better of California. And as New California, we want to partner with New California and California together to strengthen the bond of the union and become the 51st state, not the 50th again. See, we want to be the 51st state, and we will be, New California. And California will remain a state within the union. I can guarantee you that. But the problem with California, of course, is its leadership. And which, actually, the people, I'm a great judge because I'm getting all these crazy phone calls and emails from hundreds, thousands of Californians. They don't want it to separate. No, they want to stay California. And they really, really, liberals alike, even from San Francisco and Marin County, don't much like the dictator, Jerry Brown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on with New California. First of all, let's go ahead and welcome in several new counties into New California that were approved on Saturday. Okay, so Los Angeles County Rural. Now, this is Los Angeles County Rural. So that means the two top portions of Los Angeles County, which is very, very rural, have been taken in. And we have a committee out there. Andrew is the leader of the committee, and we're going to be talking to Andrew here shortly. Not here on the radio, but we'll be talking with him. We'll be communicating with him to welcome him aboard. Del Norte County, the northern tip of California, has now become affiliated with New California. New California, yep. So now, then of course, then there is a Madera County that came on board as well. We've got Madera County, and looks like we've got Tuolumne County has come on board as well. So, you know, a shout out. It's interesting. Now we also have Ventura County that is now a part of New California. Now I bet you didn't know that, but you know, if you hang out with me long enough, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And clearly, what we have here is a way in which we can communicate with you very effectively about all these things, and that's called the New California State website, and you can see that. So, what that means now with the addition of and I'm sorry, I forgot the best of all, and I know this is really going to be flabbergasting to people, but San Benito, yeah, San Benito County is on board. So that makes 34 counties officially. Another one signed up on Saturday. That makes 35, including the sign up. And we've got another four about to happen this week. As many as seven this week. I hate to break it to you, but we're in negotiations with up to. Oh, are you ready for this? Now, see, in my world of looking at the map of New California versus California and stuff, we're in fuego. We're in fuego, New California. We're just, you know, we're in fire. Alta California, I guess you can say, is on fire. So anyway, not figuratively speaking, of course. Anyway, but as I look at it in looking at charting all this stuff, we have been contacted by now all 58 counties, and we've had expressed interest in 57 of them to become, I mean, really the interest, can we be a part of New California? Can we? Can we, please? One of them is, one is San Francisco. The holdout is Marin County. I've got people who are going to shift their allegiance to another county, believe it or not, in Marin. So that's something else. But no one has officially said we want Marin County to be in. So now, everybody out, including San Francisco, has expressed it. San Francisco County, little nub, just a little bit north of San Mateo County, in San Francisco. It's part of the city. The city and the county are one and the same. Now that sometimes does happen. Typical two jurisdictions in one. Okay, so now. What we have is we have all these counties, 57. We have been really sincerely, these are people that have expressed interest and are working on it. And, you know, oftentimes when we get these counties and they contact us, sometimes it's months ago and they finally come on board, as in the case of San Benito. This happened with San Benito in August of 2017. So now here we are. We're right at the beginning of March, end of February. So August, September, October, November, December, January, so that's, you know, 7 months of process to get them up. So, you know, but again, what happens oftentimes, we get people who sign up, which is exactly what happened in Ventura. This is exactly the same thing. That's why we're bringing in Ventura. Months ago, contacted, and these people run their businesses, and they want to be a part, and they keep contacting us. Okay, that's a good sign. When's it going to happen? And what they're saying is, look, they're honest. We're great leaders. We get that. But we cannot assume, like, the chairmanship. So we have people stacked up within the group. So we know that we're going to get those folks, just like we knew we'd get, you know, Ventura, and we did. So Saturday night, the chairman stepped up. Now, that'll come as an announcement a little bit later on. So now we've got a whole committee going on down there in Ventura, and they're starting to activate now. And the leader of the group is going to be kind of, I'm not going to try and disrupt anything, but that whole thing is going to start to play out now. And that's how it works. So now we're not just running around fundraising, and we're not doing court cases, which are totally bogus and not going to go anywhere. No, that's not what we're about. We're about actually doing it and getting her done. And we are getting it done. And that's why we're out doing grievances once a week, and we're declaring independence. First time since 1861. I know, I get it. Follows along the lines of the 1839 Declaration of Independence by California from Mexico. I bet you didn't know that, right? I tell the story all the time. I say, gosh, California first declared independence in 1836. Really?
Yeah.
I bet you you Californios out there. Oh, Californios. What kind of talk is that? Californians. No, Californios first. Yeah, you bet you didn't know the heritage there, right? Nobody knows this history, but we tell it all the time here on Agenda 21 Radio, and of course, New California State Talk Radio. We do the same thing. We just tell it like it is. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. When we're talking about historical perspective, we mean historical perspective. We tell the truth about California history. Unlike what, you know, Ricardo Brown, no, Jerry, I'm sorry, not Ricardo, Brown would, of course, suppress all that, and the UC system would suppress all that learning and education from the students. They don't want people to know about the history of California, which is a fabulous, fabulous history of humanity, actually. And, you know, we're ready to celebrate that, you know, because New California, that's our history, too. We're not going to allow them to hijack it and steal it and not talk about it. We think the California history is just magnificent, spectacular history. As well as the United States history. American history is absolutely spectacular. I bet you didn't know that, right? Some of you people didn't know that? Haven't been getting taught that in school lately? Well, it is. It's the best of humanity. It does represent that. These founding fathers, they kind of knew what they were doing. That's why they're called the founding fathers. Now, of course, President Barack Obama was saying, oh, it's nothing more than critical race theory with these guys. Not true, of course. Racists will tell you that, because that's what racists do. They have to have the race in there. La raza. Oh, that's another thing. Anyway, I'm sorry. I really, truly, right now, there's messaging coming, so I am absolutely being distracted by some shining objects. Anyway, but I'll get through this. I'll get you all through this. Anyway, so New California, though, is getting all these counties on board, and like I said, it looks like, and gosh, it looks like as many as 48 counties involved in New California. 48 out of 58. Now, if this was 3 or 4 months ago and I said that, I'd be running myself out of the building because I just wouldn't believe it. But I got to tell you, this is going to go down that way. We have solid contacts in 48 counties total. I mean, 34 have been officially chartered. We have one more that signed up on Saturday. That's 35. Now, 38 is just not that far off, especially we're in negotiations and talking to these people. And there's several that we can pull the plug and announce right now. I have at least three. I'm looking at them on my map, which you can't see. And I'm not going to show it yet. So, you know, that's why I say I know we can get to that 10 and 48. Do you know that's spectacular? And nothing in this nation's history has ever been seen like this. This is American history. This is freedom and liberty standing up against tyranny. And you know what? Tyranny is not going to win the day. No, 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 no. Because you see, Californians, Californios, the heritage of who we are as Americans is rising up. And we're going to stop the tyranny, and it's going to shake the world. Grievance 6, anyone? Coming at you tomorrow. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome back. Yeah, I'm trying to find an article that was done by Smith Varney about leftist politicians in California. Somebody told me about it. I should watch it. They took it down from Fox. I wonder why. Yeah, see, now I'm really suspicious about what's going on with the videos, right? Nowhere to be found on Fox. They're just taking these things down. You know, that's just the way it works, right? We just want to protect the leftist, right? I don't know why that would be a bother to anybody at Fox News to protect the leftist. But, you know, obviously some people thought better, and maybe Fox News shouldn't be engaging in such discussion. Is that what we're finding here? I don't know about that. I don't know. Excuse me. Can't have the phone ringing during the radio show. That's part of the problem. Anyway, so here you have Fox News, who's not telling us everything we need to know about what's going on with the people that are out there in the hinterlands of the United States of America. I hope that's not the case. Let's see if they got better news about the lawman that's under fire. That's Mr. Israel, as we've been talking about. The article they've got says, Sheriff Scott Israel battling calls to resign as blame shifts in wake of Florida high school shooting. I can't imagine why anybody would call for his resignation now, can you? I can't imagine that one little bit. I mean, after all, it was his people that allowed these people to come on, this, whoever it is that did the shooting. Because I'm not too sure that the guy that they have in custody is the guy that really did it.
It's happening today and tomorrow behind me inside the school as Florida's governor now calling on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to investigate all law enforcement reaction to the school shooting. Amid calls by the Speaker of the House of Florida, as well as more than 70 lawmakers, demanding the governor suspend the Broward County Sheriff, Sheriff Scott Israel, for incompetence and dereliction of duty. The sheriff Sunday saying it's all political and he will absolutely not resign, but remains outraged that his deputy, the school resource officer who was armed, failed to rush into the freshman building to engage the shooter. He's also now investigating reports that perhaps three other Broward deputies arriving on scene also took up position behind cars instead of storming the school. Sunday, students and their parents returned for the first time to the school for an open house orientation preceding their official return to classes Wednesday. Stoneman Douglas principal Ty Thompson, as promised, hugged each and every student who came.
It's not like you're going back just to see your friends. You're going back to see people that are traumatized for the rest of their lives.
And aside from taking on Tallahassee last week, demanding political action, Parkland, Florida students were in New Jersey last night for a rally for gun control, saying this school shooting needs to be the last.
I believe Americans should have the right to own a gun, but there should be limitations on it in the same way that we have limitations.
Okay, this guy is David Hogg, of which you can no longer on YouTube find any of the clips of him being living in Torrance, California. Oh, last year, yeah, and doing things on CBS News and things like that. CBS, you know, the president of CBS is, his last name is Rhodes. And he's related to Ben Rhodes, the advisor to President Barack Hussein Obama, right? Ben Rhodes, who constructed everything about Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. And, of course, David Hogg, his dad's an FBI agent. Now, he has stepped up to somehow, all of a sudden, become the anti-gun spokesman in this thing for the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting. You know, listen, Parkland, Florida is a long ways away from Langley's, isn't it? Yet, this kid was featured prominently in an article about a boogie board situation. Ah, yes. Now, why? I mean, the article itself is so inane. Why they would dispatch a reporter about an incident with a boogie board on top of a trash can and a lifeguard coming to confront a certain individual who owned the board, a lifeguard, and the lifeguard being dragged into some sort of media maelstrom by this David Hogg, of which we can no longer find those very suspicious YouTubes. Oh, and there are copies and they are out there. You can find them. But a lot of them are taken down, deliberately taken down by YouTube. That was the first clue. And now, of course, anybody in alternative media on YouTube has been completely destroyed. So Mr. Hogg, who shows up in New Jersey, of course, he's been the facial recognition since the immediacy by which this all happened and the narrative came out about the AR-15. They now have this spokesman, this kid by the name of David Hogg, whose father is an FBI agent. And he was doing media stuff, I guess, being prepped, being groomed for this particular situation. I don't know. I mean, is that what was going on? I'm asking the question. I'm not making an assertion, but it seems rather suspicious, don't you? Inquiring minds want to know about David Hogg, but no one can find out because every time it goes up on YouTube, it's all taken down. I wonder why that is.
It's on the First Amendment. You shouldn't be able to yell fire in a crowded theater in the same way that you shouldn't be able to get an AR-15 if you're a mentally unstable individual or somebody with a criminal history.
And Stoneman Douglas parents, as well as parents from the Parkland area, are boarding buses this morning, heading up to Tallahassee themselves to spend all day tomorrow lobbying lawmakers for gun control. There are some bills up in the House and Senate. The Democratic version calls for an assault rifle ban like the AR-15 used in the school shooting. The Republican version does not include such a ban. Also, one last thing. Over the weekend, Stoneman Douglas student Martin Duque was laid to rest. He was the 17th and final funeral.
Okay, so teachers are returning. We're getting all that information. It's just sort of a wonderful thing, isn't it? Marjorie Stoneman, Douglas High School. And that's what's going on right now. They're going to lobby against gun control. And again, this is the backdrop, is that you have this sheriff who's now being investigated. Thank God, in Broward County. He needs to be investigated, of course. There's pressure on him. They're trying to get him to resign. He's not a supporter of the president, of course. He was, and by the way, the deputy, that's kind of interesting. Somebody ran this by me the other day. Said, did you know the name of the deputy who did not charge in and start protecting the students as he was supposed to? Who's just ignored it? His name was Scott Peterson. Now, who let him out? I know. You remember the Lacey Peterson thing? She was pregnant, and Scott murdered his wife. And she came floating in the Bay Area, right? Because he dumped her body and the baby's body at the same time. But, you know, Scott Peterson resigned. Of course, he was the so-called resource sheriff that was supposed to be there. I don't know where the other three were. Of course, we're now finding out that the other three arrived. They were supposed to be there, but they weren't there anyway. 20 minutes before school lets out and they're all gone. Yeah, that listen, I'm telling you, that's just not the way it's supposed to work if you're doing school security. Now, being a former superintendent, a guy who used to specialize in these things and an expert in school safety issues, I can tell you that's absolutely 180 degrees off kilter. Now, I wonder why they were all gone when the shooting started. And why they didn't stop the people from coming on campus who did the shooting? Apparently, the witnesses, they were dressed in military body armor. They, plural. We'll be back. Just some deep state issues.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, so a little bit of a backdrop to everything that was going on. I woke up this morning to a huge headline on Drudge that said, oh, massive gun show in Florida was attended by multitudes buying guns. You know, when you threaten America's Second Amendment, we Americans react. And you've heard me say this over for 8 years. I was saying this with Obama and Jerry Brown. We go out and buy more guns. That's how we react. And guess what? It's reacting that way all over the state of California. And, of course, around the United States, we're being threatened again because of these yakos and the school shooting that we just had. And, of course, now it's unraveling. I think things are going to be a little bit more, I guess you'd say, in line with everybody's thinking as to how things should be acting. Except for now we've got DACA, 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 DACA again. This is from NBC News, proudly showing NBC News. It says here, in a blow to Trump, Supreme Court won't hear appeal of DACA ruling. It says the United States Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear the Trump administration's appeal of a federal court's or judge's ruling that requires the government to keep the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Under a lower court that remains in effect, the Department of Homeland Security must continue to accept renewal applications from roughly 700,000 young Americans, or young people, who are currently enrolled in the program, known as DACA, 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 since the administration had intended to shut the program down by March 5th, but that deadline is now largely meaningless. In a brief order, the court said the following. Simply, this is what it said. It is assumed the Court of Appeals will act expeditiously to decide this question, or this case. Now, of course, this is not a victory for DACA, 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 or, of course, Jerry Brown's and those folks. No, it's not at all. This is the way the court acts. They probably just should have let it go through the system, but they didn't. So Trump brought it forward and said, will the court hear it? And the court said, no, because we don't do those things. We let the lower court act. And then it comes to us. So that's what happened. Monday's denial, this is the caveat to this. Now, the people in Congress might not understand how the Trump administration played this. Let me make it clear. Because in the next sentence on NBC News, they put the knife in the heart of the thing. It says, Monday's denial also gives Congress time to come up with a legislative solution through repeated bipartisan efforts have failed so far. That's what's happened. In other words, there's going to be a solution to this with the president signing a bill, right? The court's denial was expected because the justices rarely accept appeals, asking them to bypass the lower courts. It says, on January, the federal court judge in San Francisco, William Alsa, the strong person, he's very related to the Brown family, by the way, ruled in favor of the University of California. Oh my goodness, it was the University of California who brought this, of course. And who is the president of the University of California? Former Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Let's let that one sink in for a minute. They sued to keep the program going after the Trump administration said in September that it would end it within 6 months. Alsup said Attorney General Jeff Sessions had wrongly concluded that DACA was put in place without proper legal authority. Of course, it is illegal. And the action, naturally, by Alsup, following in line with his governor, Richard Brown. Jerry. Jerry, a little mental constipation. Said, no, had something to do with Brown. Anyway, the Justice Department said it would contest that ruling before the Ninth Circuit of Appeals Court in California, but government lawyers also asked the Supreme Court to take the highly unusual step. See, Trump asked for this, and he got it, and he got everything he wanted. Continued legislation on this little matter. I wonder what that legislation is going to look like. They just didn't quite outthink the Donald on this, actually. That's part of their problem. I hate it when this happens, don't you? So the Supremes keep the dreamers. All right, good. Now, Dianne Feinstein's in trouble in California because the Democratic Party is not going to go along with her. Right, and you know who the challenger is? This is bitchin'. Says, this is an article, Politico, yeah, here we go, for all of you that are into La Raza. It says, in a sharp rebuke to Senator Dianne Feinstein, the California Democratic Party has declined to endorse the state's own senior senator in her bid for re-election, driven by conflict between progressive and more moderate forces at the state's party annual convention. Delegates favored Dianne Feinstein's progressive rival, state senator, Senate leader Kevin DeLeon. La Raza, anybody? La Raza? Over Feinstein by a vote of 54% to 37%, according to results announced Sunday. So who owns the Democratic Party of California? It's La Raza. It's that group that hates white people. That's La Raza. That's the California La Raza style, of course. I'm not going to say disparage Mexican or La Raza in Mexico. That's not what we're doing here. Because we know the communist nature that's going on there. And by the way, what about these radio commercials going on down there in San Diego? We're getting all kinds of information about San Diego. What? How do they? Oh, I am going to leave you with this today. This is I know. It's on faith. I get all this information from my friends in high places. And, I like it because, I can really dig down deep into the details of what's really going on in places like San Diego and their news and all that good stuff. And all this stuff that happens that I get this messaging from, it's absolutely amazing. Let's see if I can get the right person. Is it gone from? Oh, no, it's not. Here it is. Oh, yeah. Talking about, let's see, radio and commercials. It says, talking about taking over California. It was stated countless two-minute commercials that were commercials that stated we need to push back on the government and then rewrite the Constitution of California or the United States of America. Huh. Wonder what that's about. Down in San Diego, there's commercials for La Raza. Overthrow the government?
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
The Liberty Tour returns. Liberty Tour 7 will be coming to Marysville, California, Saturday, March 3rd. Liberty Tour 7 features New California State Movement. You want to find out about what's really going on with the New California State Movement? Sign up for the Liberty Tour number 7, Marysville, California, March 3rd, 2018. Go to newcaliforniastate.com and register, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Liberty Tour 7, March 3rd, Marysville, California, New California State Movement. Get your Liberty Tour tickets by going to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Find out what's really going on with the New California State Movement.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So, you know, we're talking about San Diego and some of the things that are going on down there, and reports that I'm getting from people in San Diego are kind of interesting. They're running some commercials on a bunch of different radios down there about how they need to take back the United States. We need to push back on the government and rewrite the Constitution, that this day and age requires society to be unified for equality and not be led by a government. It also said that people who believe in old-fashioned views, isn't that interesting? Not be led by the government. It also said that the couple of people who believe in old-fashioned views are actually a setback to our nation. It also stated that guns should be removed from all and that the Constitution be rewritten. It also said this: in order for us to move forward, we must unite with Mexico. Nice little commercials that are running around down there, right? In San Diego, to all the people, reunite with Mexico, California. That's what we're talking about. Isn't that interesting? These little commercials are starting to run right now. It says here, some more things about this. It says, all of us, that people, idiots, conspiracy. Anyway, isn't that interesting? We're getting those kind of little signals coming from San Diego. These are all things that we've been talking, you know. I just thought I'd read that one to you because it came out yesterday. I hate it when this happens, you know. Got to push all this stuff back. That's what New California is all about. Tomorrow is Grievance 6. We'll see how that one rolls out. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.